One of President Trump's many executive orders last month targeted transgender people in federal prison. Among other things, it called on the Bureau of Prisons to move trans women out of women's federal prisons and end gender-affirming care. Now, no incarcerated individuals have been moved yet, but in the meantime, the Bureau rolled out policies forcing trans women in federal prisons to hand over things like bras, dresses, and makeup. So what does this new policy mean for transgender women who are incarcerated? And what's been the impact since it was put in place? Well, for help answering that question, we're joined now by NPR's Jacqueline Diaz. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi there.
Okay, so tell us what you've been hearing about these recent policy changes for trans people in federal prisons.
So this newly issued policy said trans women in federal prison have to hand over all of their female clothing and other items if they had them. Mm-hmm. It was the first clear evidence of how the agency planned to implement Trump's executive order, and that's as it relates to trans people in prison, that recognizes just two sexes, male and female. It also orders trans women to be sent to men's prisons and puts a stop to gender-affirming medical care. And this policy change on clothes alone is a big deal. Providing clothing that aligns with a person's gender identity is recognized as a key part of gender-affirming care.
Yeah, and I know that you have been reaching out to trans people who are currently incarcerated. What are they telling you?
Yes, so I spoke with one trans woman incarcerated in a men's facility in Texas. She told me this week that hearing this news was emotional, scary, and stressful, not to mention the loss of identity that came along with losing that clothing. I also spoke with Kara Jansen. She's one of the attorneys representing three trans women currently in female facilities who are challenging Trump's executive order.
The impact on our clients and on all transgender individuals in BOP is really horrific.
And a source that works in the Segalville Men's Federal Prison in Texas said the clothing policy that was just announced on Monday was put on hold by Thursday. And the inmate that I spoke to said clothes were returned by today. Both individuals asked us not to name them because they feared retaliation. And separately, a judge temporarily blocked the removal of the three trans women from a women's prison. The prison employee in Texas said that it looks like, for now, things are on hold. That is, until prisons across the country hear directly from the Justice Department.
Okay, and then what did the White House and Bureau of Prisons say about all these developments?
Okay, so the White House says that this is all being pursued with the goal to, quote, protect women. The White House says President Trump received a mandate from the American people to safeguard women's spaces from biological men. The BOP did not respond to our questions, and we have yet to hear back from the Justice Department. Kara Jansen said her clients have said that the constant changes are overwhelming.
Everything is changing every minute, and it's causing increased anxiety.
The stress is unlikely to stop anytime soon. The White House is intent on getting these policies on the books, and opponents in the trans community promise to continue pushing back.
That is NPR's Jacqueline Diaz. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you.